There is fear and confusion among refugees on Manus Island as the Australian government starts to shut down the detention centre and with little word about the United States resettlement. More than 800 men remain on Manus and are being pushed to relocate to its main town despite their security fears. Authorities say it is safe, but concerns are high of further violence, both at the detention centre and in the town. There are guarded moments when refugees make the trip into Loringau, the main town of Manus Island, from the detention centre at Lombroom across the island. Sri Lankan Tamil Shamindan spent more than 3 years in detention before the doors were opened after the centre was declared illegal last April.
Really, it's not safe for me because I flee my country to protect myself. Like I've been persecuted and I've been tortured in my country. And completely the locals, they don't want us to stay here.
A lot of the refugees regularly venture into Loringau, but numerous alleged assaults and robberies have left some wounded and many fearful. Across the island at Lombroom, demolition of Foxtrot compound at the Open Detention Centre has begun, and educational, health and recreational services cut for refugees. As Australian and Papua New Guinea authorities shut down the detention centre, they're trying to force the refugees to move into Loringau Township to access services. But the men say they just do not feel safe here.
So I want to settle in a safe country rather than PNG here.
A temporary transit centre near the main town houses dozens of refugees and could take hundreds more. Chief Inspector David Yapu is the Manus Island Provincial Police Commander.
I think the refugees should not be worried because of the kind of the friendly approach that the local people have.
But the refugees want out. Told they will never go to Australia, hopes for United States resettlement are high. Hundreds have been interviewed, including Pakistani refugee Naeem.
First of all, we need safety and we are happy to go to America. We don't know when we will move to America. It's like unclear.
Disappointment lingers for Naeem and other refugees over the $70 million out-of-court settlement for hundreds of detainees last month from the Australian government.
As the money cannot back me, my 4 years of life that I lost without committing any crime.
After more than 4 years at the detention centre, for now they still see it as the safest place. Behruj Pukhani is a Kurdish-Iranian refugee who recently premiered a secretly recorded film about Manus at the Sydney Film Festival.
If the government wants to take people by force, definitely we will have some violence, like maybe riots. Because the people, they feel that they don't have anything to lose.
Papua New Guinea Prime Minister Peter O'Neill says the country wants to end this episode peacefully.
In managing the last remaining number of people on Manus Island, we've offered them resettlement in the country as well. A few of them have taken up, I think in less than 20, I think in total. So we are looking at all options.
The Manus Detention Centre is due to finally shut in October. Australia is also offering refugees tens of thousands of dollars to return to the homes they fled, an offer that expires in August. Sri Lankan Tamil Shamindan is unsure about what will happen to him and others in a few months' time.
So my life is limbo, so I can't do anything because I have no choice. No choice.